can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Movie Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented by the GSMC Podcast Network for all of your podcasting needs. How you guys doing? Are you ready for Christmas? Did you order all your Christmas gifts yet? Did you pick up all of your Christmas gifts yet? If you didn't, that is okay, because the internet, primarily Amazon.com, has contributed to our laziness. So we're good. Like we're fine. We're okay. Don't fret. You can get anything you want like right now. I was online last night doing some last minute shopping. Don't tell anyone. If you're listening to this right now, and I owe you a gift, I didn't buy your gift late. I got all the other people's gifts late. Wink. So I was like, how am I going to get this like before Christmas? And Amazon's like, don't worry about it. We can have it to you by Thursday. I'm thinking, yo, like today is Tuesday. Like, how is this going to get to my house by Thursday? Is Santa Claus delivering the gifts? Like, literally, is Santa Claus out dropping off gifts early? I just wanted to know. Obviously, they got a whole bunch of people driving around in like random cars dropping off gifts wearing these orange vests, and we don't know who they are. They're not using regular shipping carriers, and they're using other people that, you know, bring Christmas cheer to the whole world at a convenient rate. So thanks, Amazon. We love you, B. I appreciate that. This is where we're at right now. I went to go see Roman J. Israel, the new Denzel movie. And I told you guys that I was very interested in it because I wanted to see some good Denzel. I wanted to see some intrinsic Denzel, some different Denzel. That's what I wanted to see. I was very excited about it. Today, I'm going to talk about Roman J. Israel. I'm also going to talk about Ozark. It's a show on Netflix, and again, it's not a movie, but I binge watched it, and it was 10 episodes. Each one was 45 minutes, so if I spend almost 10 hours watching something, I feel like I'm gonna call it a movie. There, you're gonna have to like it. So Denzel in this movie plays a lawyer. As I said, I mentioned that I was gonna like review this movie last time, and I told you guys that he's only played a lawyer one time, but when I said that, I was completely wrong. He's actually played a lawyer two other times. The time that I was familiar with was the time when he played in Philadelphia, which is a classic. But he also played a lawyer in a 1990 comedy called Heart Condition, and also played a lawyer in Ricochet, and then in Philadelphia, as mentioned before. So he does play a lawyer. He plays an idealistic civil rights attorney, and he was working under his mentor, and his mentor basically passed away. Denzel, for the most part, I want to say he plays a more, I don't want to say introverted role, but it's not like loud. It's not extroverted. So, and basically he ends up like in a situation, where his morals get challenged because he teams up with another attorney that was a student of the attorney that he used to work for. But this attorney is kind of, yeah, I don't want to say shady, but kind of, yeah, like doesn't play by the same rules as Denzel. And Denzel kind of ends up in a difficult situation, having to make some difficult choices, challenging his morals and his idealistic, socially correct view that he's always had. That basically that gets challenged, and he has to make some decisions. The way the movie starts off with him basically writing a letter, and he starts the movie off writing a letter asking to be disbarred. That's not a spoiler. That's just in the beginning of the movie. So that can kind of give you an idea of where it's gonna go. I don't want to give away too many spoilers. I don't want to give away a spoiler at all because I'll say this. The acting's great. It's Denzel, and it's the good Denzel. It's not, I don't want to say, I mean, I like Denzel in everything he's in, but I really like when Denzel like puts on a part. For example, this part for Roman J. Israel, I thought that Denzel had just put on like a bunch of weight, which is fine. Like, I mean, he's been in the game for a while. He's earned the right to, you know, carry a little bit of winter weight. That's fine. No worries. So I thought he just put on a bunch of weight, but turns out he's actually wearing a fat suit. I didn't know he was wearing a fat suit, but I am comforted to know that he is wearing a fat suit, because I've seen actors put on a bunch of weight, like four roles. But only person I've seen put on that level of weight and then lose it is Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill puts on weight, and geez, I don't know what Jonah Hill does to lose all the weight he puts on for certain roles, or I don't even know if he's doing that for roles. I'm not sure, but Jonah Waite gets big, then gets skinny really fast, but he's younger. I don't know if Denzel can put on, I don't know, 70 pounds and get rid of it. So I'm glad he was wearing a fat suit. He was wearing a fat suit. There's pictures of him walking around basically Santa Monica wearing his fat suit and then dressed really like slubbish, like looking like very undesirable, like wearing like a big, like a loose dashiki, loose jeans with boot cut, like wide boot cut jeans, just kind of getting his part, doing his method acting thing. So he got into the part, he did a good job. Like, he did a really good job. There's some times where I've seen Denzel in particular movies where he's just having fun, like just being Denzel, which is fine. But then there's other movies where you're like, oh, I get it. Oh, that's Lonzo from Training Day. Got it. I understand. Oh, that's the dad from Fences. Get it. People understand. Got it. Oh, you're the lawyer from Philadelphia. Oh, you're Malcolm X. Got it. Like, there's those particular roles where he's a completely different person, which is what we love to see. And he does that in this movie. Colin Farrell is also in the movie. He's the one that plays the shady lawyer I was telling you guys about a few seconds ago. The movie runs an hour 54 minutes long, so it's not going to be something they're going to rush you into and force you to like it. It's nothing like that at all. It's solid entertainment. If I were you, I'd go see it. The cinematography is really good. Also, it's filmed really well. It's got a good soundtrack. It's got a good soundtrack too, just because of where it's set. The base is in LA. It's supposed to be like the slums and like the office that Denzel works for is basically it's inner city LA. So it's a, understaffed. He works for public defender's office, and they're understaffed significantly. Like, they're very understaffed. So it's one of those, it's an inner city feel, and that's why he ends up getting challenged, because he tries to go above and beyond for in certain situations, and he kind of ends up in a situation where that's probably not the best thing that he should do. But I think you guys are going to like it. Again, like, Denzel plays the solid Denzel that we all love and that we all like. If you don't like this movie, I'm not sure why you wouldn't. The dialogue is good. He's the witty Denzel. He's the witty Denzel, but obviously because he's an attorney, he's got like snaps and small things to say. And I thought it was a good movie. Honestly, I will go see it again. I'm probably gonna watch it again, because I know there's parts in it that I might have missed the first time that probably went over my head. But it's definitely one of those Denzel movies that you wouldn't mind watching again. That you'd probably recommend seeing to friends. I want to say like Inside Man, kind of. Do I dare to say Inside Man? I don't really want to say Inside Man, because I feel like Denzel in Inside Man was Denzel, versus this movie, he's Roman J. Israel. And I think it's a character that you guys can all appreciate, especially because for this character, they gave him a fro. They put him in this fat suit and made him look like a completely like different Denzel. And I don't know if they did that for effect, but whatever it was, whatever reason they did that for, it worked for me. Like, I'm with it. It worked for me. I didn't see Denzel when I was watching the movie. I saw Roman J. Israel. So I recommend you guys check it out. It's in theaters right now. Again, it's an hour and 54 minutes. You have that much time for Denzel. You definitely do. When I get back, I'm going to talk about Ozark on Netflix and why you should be watching it, and why the reason you're probably not watching it is because people that have told you about it, they haven't described it to you correctly. So I'm going to describe it to you in the correct way, and then you're going to like it a lot. Also, I'll just tell you guys this now. So I'm not sure if you guys have seen the Walking Dead finale yet. Hopefully you have. I'm going to just squeeze this in because I'm going to be gone for a week, so I won't be doing an entertainment podcast. Usually I would cover Walking Dead on the entertainment podcast. But if you haven't seen Walking Dead yet, I'm going to need you to just pause. If you haven't seen it yet, I'm going to give you like 5 seconds to stop this. And then you can turn it back on in like 15 seconds. You ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So at the end of the episode, right? Carl gets bit. Okay. Carl gets bit and we find out Carl gets bit. Apparently it's by a zombie. There's been a petition that's been written to say that there's a petition trying to get the showrunner fired, and they're also trying to have Carl written back onto the show. There's a local billionaire. I don't know if he's a billionaire, but I feel like to make this type of request, you need this type of money. There's a super fan that said, if AMC agrees to scrap this whole season, rewrite it, and come up with a different ending for the season, he'll pay for it. For the whole thing. He'll just pay for it. The whole thing. Like, this is actors. I mean, this is filming, products, like, production, location, like, equipment, extras, makeup artists, new zombies. Just scrap the whole thing. Make it all over again. This guy said that he would pay because he doesn't like the way that it ended. So apparently, Walking Dead wasn't supposed to let Carl go yet because they agreed to like have him there for 3 more years. So Carl bought a house. I'm just using his Walking Dead name because his name is Carl. So Carl bought a house in Atlanta. He was told that he would stay there for a while, and turns out he got bit at the end of the show. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to figure this out or what they're going to do about him being bit, but people are very unhappy about it. There's been a petition submitted, and no one likes it. At the end, we see he lifts up his shirt after, like, limping around for a while. We see a bite. I don't know if they're going to, like, write that into a way where, he got bit by the baby. He was carrying the baby before Daryl got the baby, and he got bit by the baby, even though it looks like a man bite, like a grown-up bite. But we're going to say he got bit by the baby, and we're just going to say he's okay. I'm not really sure how Walking Dead gets out of this, but the fans are livid. They're sending a petition around vehemently to have the guy fired and have Carl written back onto the show. I don't know if they can just have, like, the ghost of Carl. Maybe just have him be a zombie, and he'll be a friendly zombie, and they can just have him in some cage because Rick has, like, separation anxiety. Or maybe they just drag out the next season a long time like they've been doing us for every season. Not every season. Every other season, it's like they just drag out the course of, like, 4 days. Like this season we just watched. I feel like the season that was just on, this midway thing, I feel like what they did to us was they basically were like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have this whole episode go on for like 2 days. And that's what happened. We watched like 48 hours in 2 days. And that's what they might do with this Carl thing. Let me go pay this bill real quick. I'm going to go take care of some business. You guys are going to listen to this advertisement. And when I come back, we'll get more into this, and I'll talk to you about Ozark. I didn't mean to demand that you listen to the advertisement. That's kind of rude for me to just tell you to do that. I'd appreciate it if you hung around while I take a quick break. That's a lot more polite. Okay, I'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, presented by the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. So where do we stop? Where do we drop off at? Okay. If you haven't seen Walking Dead, I'm going to need you to turn this off just for like 10 more seconds while I just get through this, okay? And then you can come back. Anyway, so Carl... Oh, let me give you 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so Carl got bit. The fans are livid about it, and they want someone... They want him back on the show. I don't know how they're going to fix that. I'm not sure what you do to just pretend that Carl's like no longer bitten. I don't know if you pretend someone else bit him. You pretend it's not a human bite. If you just... My suggestion was to just drag out all of next season, like make like 8 episodes be just one whole day where Carl's just still on the show, but he's just dying really, really slow. Even though it seems like the zombie bites are like killing people faster, it seems like. Like I would think that it's happening, like people are turning faster is what I was thinking. So I don't know how long they can drag that out. I'm not sure if it's even a good idea to drag it out. It might be an inconvenience, but the fans aren't having it. They're not. So we'll see what Walking Dead does about that. I don't really know. I think the fans are going to have to suck it up and just deal with the fact that Carl's not going to be there anymore, guys. Sorry. Rick can't be the only one just willy-nilly running around the zombie apocalypse with two children. It doesn't work that way. You don't get that lucky. Like, it doesn't. Well, he did. Yeah, you don't. Yeah. Well, two. One kid isn't really his. Well, you'll get into that later. Anyway, this is where we're at. I want to tell you guys about this show I started watching on Netflix. Actually, I didn't start watching it. I destroyed it. I binged through it accidentally while I was in the airport on... I was in the airport on Saturday and happened to turn it on. And I was like, whoa, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. And I ended up binge watching it, and I completed it on, I want to say, Monday. No, Sunday. I destroyed it on Monday. No, I destroyed it on Sunday. And it's called Ozark. Now, people kept recommending that I watch this show, and no one would really tell me what it was about. Like, I had people saying, hey, do you watch Ozark? And I was like, no, what it's about? Oh, you'd like it. What's it about? Oh, you know, weird stuff. Weird stuff? I had two people tell me weird stuff. Now, I don't know if maybe they've just never seen it. Like, maybe they've never seen it, or they didn't like it, or they read a preview about it, or someone else recommended it to them. Because there's nothing that weird to me about it. It's a great show. If any of you guys have seen Banshee, it's a show that used to come on Cinemax. It has Anthony Starr in it. He is a famous European actor. It's called Banshee. It used to come on Cinemax. It's about a guy who basically like runs away from New York or whatever, and then he goes to a small town and he pretends to be a sheriff in that small town, basically. And he has to like, and he pretends to be a sheriff in that small town. He fights crime, and he also like does a bunch of illegal stuff as well, like while fighting crime. It's an interesting show. But he basically assumes an identity and goes to a small town. Ozark is kind of like that. Has Jason Bateman, and he has to go to a small town and assume an identity as like a business owner. But what actually happens is he is a money launderer for the cartel. So his job is to launder money. He gets approached by this individual that works for the cartel and says, hey, I need someone to look over my books and find out if someone's skimming. He looks over the books for a very long time, finds someone is skimming, then he gets hired by the cartel. Reluctantly, he doesn't want to, but ends up being hired because some things happen in his family. One of his partners end up stealing money from the cartel, which is strange because this guy, the cartel, basically like financier, the head of finances, let's say the CFO, the chief financial officer, he's the one that recruits Jason Bateman to be the money launderer, right? And he hires him to say, hey, can you look through my books? Because I think someone's skimming from me. So this guy approaches Jason Bateman because someone's skimming. And turns out, years later, Jason Bateman's partner ends up skimming from the guy. And the guy shows up, kills everybody. And Jason Bateman's like, no, hey. He basically just convinces him to not kill him and let him escape and go to like some small city. Jason Bateman gets to this small town, and turns out there's other things going on in this small town that he didn't suspect. And the small town is like low key kind of corrupt. Like it's kind of a corrupt town. It's on the lake. It's in a city that's called Ozark. That's basically primarily water. It is a awesome show. Why, you might ask? I'm gonna tell you why. I'll tell you why it's a great show. Usually we see shows about, when we see what's the word? When we see shows that are about organized crime, we usually see the actual mob bosses or the enforcers or the corner boys or just, we see all that stuff. But we see the guns, all that. But to actually see a money launderer is like, to see a money launderer, it's a completely different twist. It's a completely different twist on everything that we've seen as far as like organized crime goes. And it's cool because he's not like some fake goon. He's not trying to be a goon. He's not trying to be a thug. He is an accountant. He's an accountant, and his job is to count money and open these businesses and then move the money into these businesses and then basically get clean the money and get it back to the cartel. When he gets to this small town, there's other illegal operations going on in this small town. There is actually a family of drug dealers that sell heroin from poppy flower that live in this area. There's a church doing some illegal things. There's a strip club doing some illegal things. There's all these other entities that he didn't plan on being variables in his new plot to just basically escape Chicago and like move money through. I'm going to say it's a solid show. I wish someone told me that's what it was about before. I was kind of dealing with one of those things where, you know how when you have time, you just have time and you're somewhere, not when you're being lazy, when you just have time. I was in the airport and I had time. And I was like, okay, let me just flip through Netflix a little bit. And I was like, Ozark, let's see what happens. I turned it on and I'm like, okay, this is good. I like this. Okay, I like this. Yeah, this is dope. And I had a good time with it. So I felt like if someone were to tell me, hey, man, you should watch this show. And I say, why? And they're like, yo, it's an organized crime show, but it's primarily about the money launderer. I would have already watched it. But I don't know why someone would tell me it's about weird stuff. It's ridiculous. I have to reevaluate the people that I let tell me about shows. What else is really good on it? The acting's really good. Another thing that's awesome about it, one thing I like is, again, when there's a show about organized crime, it's usually only about the individual. But some shows involve the whole family dynamic, which can make you think more about something that isn't just organized crime. For example, Power does a good job of this. It has him, it has his wife, his mistress, it has the kids involved in it. Even though, you know, I won't spoil that for you. And even the Sopranos did a good job of this too. Having what his wife was in. This show is actually a lot. I'm going to say it's a lot. It's similar to the Sopranos with the family involvement because it goes a lot into the wife's life, a lot into all the kids' lives. It does a good job of that. So whenever you can watch a show that has organized crime in it and also shows the effect it has on the family members, and especially when the family members aren't oblivious to what's going on, like, for example, Breaking Bad, when it took the wife and the son so long to know what was happening. I don't blame Breaking Bad for that, by the way, because they already had so much stuff going on anyway. And part of, like, Walter White's identity was him, like, leading two lives. So that was part of that. We get that. Like, that's fine. That was different. But for this show, for his whole family to know what's going on and them to, like, still, for the teenagers to act like teenagers and the grown-ups and like the wife dealing with her own situation, you guys will find out about. It's a great show. It's solid. It's really solid. The acting's good. It's kind of got, it does a good job of being serious while still having like small things in it that are funny. You know what I mean? How when something's serious, but it still has that little, not like a laugh track, but there's little things where you say, huh? Like that. Sopranos, I want to say Sopranos did a good job at that too. There's a part where Jason Bateman and his wife, they go to handle some business or whatever. They have their son with them. They leave and Jason Bateman's about to pull off and his dad's like, Dad! And Jason Bateman's like, what? It's like, you forgot I was here, right? He's like, no, get in the car. And the way they do the camera angles, you forget he's there too because the son's kind of a forgettable character and that they make a joke of that. But it's not blatantly slap sticky like, ha ha, they forgot the kid. It's more like regular human conversation. Like, it's not, you know how some things are written in a way where it's written in a way where people are more clever than they actually are? I'm sorry, I lied. Most things are written that way. But a lot of like joke things are written more clever than people are. Versus some of the perfect stuff, some of the perfect things, they sound really natural. A perfect example would be when Marvel does like little, like when Marvel has people talk the way people talk, and like Thor. Like, Thor isn't outrageously funny, but he says small things that regular people would say that makes it funny. Ozark has small stuff like that. Just small things where you'll get a small laugh of it, but it's still a serious show, super serious. You guys should watch it. I think you'll like it a lot. In fact, no, watch that. If you do anything while you have your vacation off right now, I suggest you watch Ozark. It's really good. It's outstanding. It's incredible. You'll like it a lot. I will not be here for about a week. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys enjoy your holidays. Actually, you only listen to the movie podcast once a week anyway. But if you listen to my other other podcasts, such as GSMC Entertainment Podcast, GSMC Basketball Podcast, GSMC Weird News Podcast, I will not be returning until Wednesday. When I do get back, though, what I will have for you guys, I will have that John Gotti review done, and I will have the Return of the Jedi. I'm sorry, not Return. The Last Jedi review done. I'll have both of those done for you guys. I promise. I hate making promises, because if I break your heart, then I don't know how you guys are going to feel. And then we're going to have trust issues. And you know, I take the promise back. I'm going to do my best to get it done for you. How's that? With that, I want to thank you for joining me, Ryan Holloway, your favorite host, for another GSMC movie podcast on the GSMC Podcast Network. Please, please go ahead and follow through on what I asked you to do after every episode. Live long, prosper, watch for potholes. You can be anywhere in the world right now, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. Happy holidays.